Good morning, and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in thy house. This is God's word for today, and we are reading today from 1 Peter. We're beginning in chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Sylvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand. The church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you, and so does Marcus, my son. Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Here Peter exhorts and encourages the elders. He also admonishes the younger Christians to submit to their elders and to yield with humility and patience to God and to be sober, watchful, and steadfast in faith, to cast all their cares upon God as we should today. And lastly, he prays for their growth and their establishment in obedience to the Christian doctrine. And this is why we come to understand today that God has saved us that have the baptism of his spirit. We have been saved that by us others can be saved. And so it's our responsibility, it's our charge that we are to be demonstrators of the gospel of Jesus Christ in that we don't hold grudges and bitterness in our hearts, that we forgive one another, that we do what we can to help our brother, our sister, and do the best we can to walk in obedience to the word of God, because God has provided us with the Holy Ghost to empower us to be able to do what he's charged us to do. Because certainly one thing that we know, people of God, God has not asked anything of us in the Holy Scriptures that he has not provided the means for it to take place. And if we walk upright before God, for those of you that want to be smart, and say that, well, he didn't bless me with a lot of money. But the thing is, if you walk up right before God and walk in his charge, when you come to know who you really are in him, you will understand why he's doing with you what he's doing with you. And maybe one day you might be the one that God just blesses in with great wealth. But as long as you keep a mind like that, it's not going to be beneficial to you. But just give God praise and thanks for saving us from this underworld generation. Have a heart that never hardens and a temper that never tires and a touch that never hurts. Charles Dickens. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus Christ, just again right now, this very hour, God, that we come to you with bowed heads and humble hearts. After reading your word, God, today, we know, God, that You said that you don't change, and so we know that you're looking upon us because you put your spirit in us to demonstrate what you've charged us to do in your word, and that is to show love one to another. Do good to all men while we have opportunity. God, and for us to demonstrate your personality in the earth. So we thank you for it. We praise you for it, because we know again today that you're God and you're God alone. It's you that have made us and not we ourselves. And we know, God, that we didn't choose you. It was you chose us, because we were so deep in our darkness and ignorance, God, that we would have never turned to come to you. But you put people in our lives, and you began to do things in our lives to turn us, to help us to see that we didn't have to live being mad and angry and fussing and fighting and cussing and swearing and lying all the time, but we could live with peace. We could have peace in our hearts, and we could live peaceably amongst the brethren. God, and we would seek you for the indwelling of your spirit. We would have the power to resist the devil and make him flee from us. But the devil doesn't want us to understand that. He doesn't want us to know that. But God, you're the great one. You're the omniscient God. Hallelujah. You're the omnipotent God that have chosen us to demonstrate your personality in the earth. And that is to show love and kindness, God, and show grace and compassion. And so we thank you. We praise you. And we honor you again, God. And as we embark upon this day to go and perform the tasks that you set before us today, we ask you, God, if you'd be so kind to please forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, that we will continue to move forward, remembering that since you are for us, who can be against us? And with you on our side, you're more than the whole world against us. And continuing to remember, God, with the indwelling of your spirit, that you're going to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your namesake. With the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God, you're going to keep us enveloped in your favor. God, hallelujah, that the enemy can't overrun us, God, because you have empowered us with the ability, and that is the indwelling of your spirit, to discern the spirit of Satan, where he is, by whomever he's trying to use to manipulate us, God. And so we give you thanks, we give you praise and honor and glory. And again today, God, we are asking you, God, to look on in every church, everywhere, God, that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, God, and refresh every pastor, each pastor, God, baptizes again with the Holy Ghost, that we stand firm on the gospel, hallelujah, that we don't allow the enemy using people with weak minds and devious minds to come to us and tell us what we don't have to do, when the scripture is very clear and explicit about what you've charged us to do. When the devil tells people that that was for them back then, but what we read in the scripture is that you said you don't change, and what you said to one, you said to all. And they'll tell us, hallelujah, that when we were born out of the water, and now we don't have to go back in the water with baptism in Jesus' name. But we know, God, hallelujah, that Jesus even commanded John to baptize him in water. And when the Holy Ghost came, Peter was inspired by you to tell the people that for them to repent, hallelujah, of their sin. And you would baptize them with the Holy Ghost, and you'd baptize them in water in Jesus' name. These are your instructions. But there are those, God, that are teaching and preaching to people that are many of these things that we don't have to do. But God, help us, God, to help people to understand that if we simply live by the simplicity of the gospel, God, that we will please you, we will give you joy, and the prophets have said the joy of the Lord is our strength, and you're going to continue to strengthen us to do, God, what you want us to do. So every pastor, everywhere, however large or small, God, their congregation, we're asking you by faith in Jesus' name right now, God, I'm asking for myself, and I'm asking for with and every other pastor everywhere that's preaching this gospel, God, that you refresh us with the Holy Ghost, baptize us again with the Holy Ghost, God, that we preach and teach without fear, favoritism, or compromise, and that we then demonstrate with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence to help those that don't know and don't know that they don't know, because they find themselves, God, they're surrounded by people of like mind. They're surrounded by people that reject the truth of the gospel, because they have become accustomed to what they do, living by the wisdom of man and the rudiments of the world. God, but we know that in every situation, you're going to pick out one that you're going to allow to see the light, to understand the light. God, hallelujah, and we pray with them and for them that you baptize them with the Holy Ghost and that you'll word their mouth and give them the wisdom to know how to go in amongst that darkness that they're from and just help the people and witness to them and help them to understand, God, that in the midst of this great falling away, there are still going to be some that will be added to the body of Christ. There'll still be some that's going to be added to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you for it, God, because only you can do it. God, and you left it in for our understanding. You left it for us, God, and we beseech you by your mercy, God, for your guidance, for your direction, that we move forward today and every day, God, hallelujah, God, to do the things that you charged us to do, God, and we don't do it to manipulate people. We don't do what we do, particularly as pastors and spiritual leaders. We don't do what we do in teaching and preaching to people to manipulate them, to take advantage of them, God, but we teach and preach and demonstrate the gospel to help them to see the darkness and the lack of information that they live in every day. Because we know, God, hallelujah, that when we become obedient to your truth, to your word, that you're going to prosper us according to your whatever is necessary for us to have and to do and to be who you want us to be, that you're going to cause that to happen. So we thank you for it. We praise you for it. We honor you for it, God, and we're going to continue to lift up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. We're going to continue to cry out to people, God, hallelujah, and testify to them, hallelujah, that we too were just like they are, that we were in darkness and we didn't know it because we thought that we had it and we were understood because we could quote chapter and verse and all these kinds of things, God. But when you allow someone into our life to help us to see, hallelujah, that Jesus spoke it to Nicodemus that a man must be born again of the water and of the Spirit, and on the day of Pentecost, that prophetic utterance from the Lord Jesus Christ came to fruition. And when they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Bible declares that they began to speak in other tongues as you gave them utterance. And Jesus had prophesied that they would speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. God, and we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. And we're asking you, God, in Jesus' name, that as the preachers preach, God, our faith will be increased. When the preachers preach to us about the miracles, God, that you wrought simply by faith, that people, God, the woman with issue of blood, that issue of blood dried up by faith. God, that the man that was blind, Bartimaeus was blind, and he received the sight by faith. Hallelujah. God, you took paralysis off of people, God. You took, God, leprosy off people, God, by your spoken word. And God, and this is the thing that we can live in today. We can live in these truths. We can live with the demonstration of this power today in the name of Jesus the Christ. God, and just like when people will pray, God, it's just like Zacchaeus. God, hallelujah. He went and he climbed up in that tree. God, and because his faith was reaching out to the Lord Jesus, Jesus stopped and took him, called him down and went to his house and saved his whole house. And so, God, we know today this is the truth that the devil doesn't want people to have faith in, but we know that with this faith, God, we're going to turn things around, hallelujah. With this faith, God, people are going to clean up their homes. They're going to drive out these negative spirits because they're going to pray in their homes, reading the gospel in their homes. God, they're going to get to the church house, God, and they're going to hear the pastor because you said that you would give pastors, God, hallelujah, to feed the people with knowledge. Hallelujah, not somebody that stay at home and looking up in the corner and seeing a light, but you would give them pastors that would feed them with knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. And God, and as they do, God, they're going to become empowered and they're going to walk away from that darkness and begin, God, when you see it in their hearts that you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost. God, hallelujah, that they're going to turn their homes, God, and the love and the joy and the peace and the happiness that had left that home, God, is going to return to that home because of the change in the people, because you have changed their lives and you drove out the spirits of Satan, God, and you replaced it with your own presence. And we thank you for it, God, and you're going to give joy, God, and comfort back to those that have lost loved ones and they're struggling to move forward. God, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you for it. And we know that you're going to do it when people cry out to you in Jesus' name, and we pray with them. For those that are lying in sick bed somewhere this hour right now, in a hospital room, God, or at home, or in some other situation, God, whatever it might be, God, but they're crying out to you in Jesus' name. They're crying out, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I've failed you in word and deed or in thought. God, and please heal my body and get me out of this sick bed so I can go and let other people know that if they hold on to you and don't give up, that you will get them too out of their sickness, God, hallelujah, because some people, God, hallelujah, that have been overcome. Hallelujah. God, they've been overcome. God, have been these afflictions, these sicknesses, these diseases have fallen upon them for various reasons. But whatever the reasons are, you are the God of all flesh, and nothing is too hard for you. And God, and just like, God, you took that sickness and all those things off those people in yesteryear, God, and you've been doing it down through the year. You'll do it in 2024. You'll do it for somebody on this 10th day of May 2024. God, if their faith reach out and touch you, and we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you for it even right now. We say thank you, God, for those that have lost their way because they've allowed, they lent their ears to hear people that are talking against the gospel, people that are talking things that they don't really know, people that are talking things that only the wisdom of men have come up with. And they're talking about what my granddaddy did and what the grandfathers did, all these things, God. But Jesus Christ said to the apostles that upon this rock I will build my church, and that with the Christ of God, hallelujah, that is the anointing, God, that keeps us gelling together, that anointing that empowers us to resist the devil, that anointing, God, that empowers us to move forward, God, to speak things that are not as though they are, God, that anointing that gives us the power to loosen and to bind things that Satan are trying to hold people down and back with, God, hallelujah, so the enemy is speaking to the mind of people that are just weak and hurting and tripped up for one reason or another, and he's manipulating their thinking, and they're falling away from the truth that they'd come to know. But God, but for every one of them, we're crying out by faith in Jesus' name. God, when they begin to cry out, Lord, I recognize, God, that I failed you. And I see this darkness around me that I once existed in. God, but I'm asking you, please forgive me, God, and refresh me, Lord. And when you hear that cry, and it's sincere, you're going to move by your spirit. And you're going to get them back on the right path in life. And they're going to continue to talk to people about receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, to walk away from darkness, to walk away from people that don't want to live by the truth of the gospel. Hallelujah, because there are other people that are seeking to live, God, according to your word. Hallelujah. Even if it's family, don't let family drag you down into the dirt. God, hallelujah. God, and help us, God, to help people to understand. Don't even let their families drag them down into that negativity. God, but to live by your word, because you said in your word, it is written in the scriptures. Don't add to nor subtract from your laws, your statutes, your commandments, God, hallelujah. And people have over time, have constantly added to and subtracted from. And a lot of right now, God, that we know and we look around, even in Christianity, all of this denominationalism is because men came up with ideas. Men came up with thoughts, and men began to say things that gave flesh opportunity to do things, hallelujah. But when the men that held on to the truth, when those that kept preaching the faith, telling people, God, hallelujah, to walk away from people that talk contrary to the gospel, hallelujah, God, there's still some here. There's still some of us striving to hold on to this truth and preach this truth and to demonstrate this truth. So help them, God, to get back on the right path in life, and particularly again, God, for those that have lost their self-sufficiency. We're asking you by faith in Jesus' name, as they hear the gospel preached, as they receive the gospel, they understand, help them to understand, their faith will grow in you. And when their faith grows in you, God, you're going to help them to hold on to you. Hallelujah, because there are times, God, and you have it recorded in Scripture for our understanding and to help us and to motivate us and inspire us, that there were times that good people fell into dark situations, but you were always right there with them. You always got them out. You always brought them out, and you're still bringing us out, and you're going to continue to bring your people out because you're going to maintain our cause, and you've chosen us to demonstrate you in the earth. So we ask you, God, to restore self-sufficiency, restore financial independence like only you can. In the name of Jesus the Christ, by whatever means they lost it, but they're crying out to you in sincerity and in truth, repenting even. Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word and deed or in thought. And where you hear these sincere cries, God, we beseech you by your mercy, and we know that you will, that you're going to reach out to them, you're going to restore them, and you're going to restore their livelihoods, God, and get them back, God, on that life walking in self-sufficiency like only you can. So we thank you again today. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your name, God, because we're looking forward to the day that the Lord Jesus is going to stand in the clouds of power and great glory with the trump of God and with the voice of the archangel. And the Bible declares that when that trump shall sound, that the dead in Christ will hear it, and they're going to rise from the grave, hallelujah, as the Apostle Paul wrote it, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Because you're getting out of that grave, hallelujah, and going to meet the Lord in the air. But there are those that are still on the earth that have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and they're going to get together and then go meet the Lord in the air. And as the Scripture teaches us, and shall forever be with the Lord. And again, God, this is our hope. God, and we know that you're going to continue to maintain our cause. God, you're going to continue to keep us enveloped in your favor until that day shall come. God, and we know that the enemy is on the prowl seeking, God, to manipulate the minds of people with false doctrine, God, with new ideas and new thoughts and new fads and trends. God, but we know that you're going to maintain us, God, and you're going to continue to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness until that day shall come. God, and we know, hallelujah, that there are things that you've charged us to do that we don't really have the means at hand to do it, but there are those that could help us that won't help us. God, but we're going to continue to press forward because we know, hallelujah, that there is someone somewhere that you're going to put it in their hearts to help us, God, to put us in the path that we will be able to accomplish to do what it takes, to do what you've charged us to do, and you're going to do it according to your riches and glory. In the name of Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord, we thank you, God. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. Thank you, hallelujah. God, continue to watch over us, God, and keep us safe. We know that your fury, your wrath, your indignation, God, your anger is loose in the land because of how people of affluence are overlooking people that are struggling. God, they could do more things to help people, God, but the devil won't let them do it, God, but we know that you're moving by your Spirit. And this is why, God, hallelujah, you're allowing all of these tornadoes and all of these places to just tear up property. Let the wind, God, just knocking over homes and disturbing and tearing and ripping up stuff where people, they gave their glory. They gave, God, their homes and they gloried in their homes and their vehicles and their jobs more than they did you. And you're giving them another chance. Hallelujah. You didn't take their life. You just took the things that they gloried in. God, so help us to help them to see that they will turn to you with their whole heart. Hallelujah. And just like you spared them to live through all of that, God, you will continue to look on us and look on us for good. In the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. So we thank you and we praise you and we honor you. In the name of Jesus the Christ, again, I pray. And I believe that I know that you hear what we're asking and you're going to grant it to us according to your discretion. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody, everywhere, hallelujah. Remember, things are not as bad as they seem, and nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. But you got to keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. Hallelujah.
Zebo Shanda. So you go forward, and as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.